Hey guys, thanks for listening to another episode of Women Rewinded Radio. I am back today to talk about Black women are more than sex magnets. And please stop teaching young girls that it is okay to be a promiscuous hoe, to be over-sexualized beings in exchange for getting a guy's credit card or getting a house. No, it's all wrong. Black women, you are obligated to teach your young girls that twerking and walking around saying you have a wet pussy and you have great head is not a flex. It's not cute. It's not exciting. It makes no sense. And the more you teach your daughter to choose wisely, the better she will. When your daughter sees you choosing the wrong men, you are setting yourself up for failure, because that man that you thought you trapped with a baby, you're walking on the side of the road catching the bus in the hot sun with your child or children that you had with several different men. You haven't learned your lesson yet? He's moved on with a new family and a new woman. He's driving in his air-conditioned car or his heated car in the wintertime. While you're out there at the bus stop cold with your children trying to catch the bus so you can go to work and use Care for Kids to apply towards your daycare bill because he gives you maybe $25 a month or less or nothing. Or when he throws you a couple of $100 here and there and that shuts you up. That's not good enough, Black women. That shouldn't be the end all be all. You should pay attention to a man's background, how his background is, if he's a thug, if he's had a troubled past, if he is mentally unstable, if he's been in and out of jail. He is not the one for you. He is not going to provide a stable home for you. You need to have parents. And if you made the mistakes as well, I'm going to say this. If you made the mistakes in your life and you know that you can do something to stop your children from making the mistakes, by all means, drill it in their head. Let them know frequently that these are the people that you need to look for. This is what you should be looking to do when you are an adult. After you've gone to school, educated yourself, created a career, started everything off right, then you can look for a partner who's able to check off all of the boxes that you're looking for. Main choice, the biggest thing is with Black women, choosing the wrong men is a problem, because you end up having, and I'm not saying that this is not all women, because there are a lot of other women too, of course, of other cultures and races who have chosen the wrong men and have other babies, daddies, and all kinds of drama as well. But this is a particular topic. This is an episode talking to my Black sisters, talking to Black women. Choose better. You are responsible for breaking this generational curse. Not contributing to it. Stop it. Be a part of the change. Be a part of the solution. It is not cute to have a baby to try to keep a man and then he's gone and he's not even there for the birth of your child. And you're on social media twerking and going and getting an OnlyFans account and Feet Finder and all kind of other BS, and you're prostituting yourself even to the point just to make ends meet, because this man out here has moved on and you're out there at the bus stop sweating in the hot sun or in the cold ass winter with your kids in tow. That's not a flex and it's not cute. You're going to look back on this if you're 25 and under. It's not cute, because you will get older. You're going to be older way longer than you will be a younger person. Okay. So as you get older, you shouldn't be getting dumber. You should be maturing and learning from your mistakes in life. And Black women, if you have children and if you're a single mother, this is the episode you need to listen to. This is the moment that you need to take control and make sure that your children, your sons, and your daughters make the right choices. But I'm talking specifically about young Black girls and young Black mothers. I will do another episode about Black men and Black sons at a later date. This episode is focusing on, for now, Black women and young girls. It is important that you hold the responsibility within yourself and say, okay, I fucked up. I thought this guy was going to be this and he wasn't. Well, chances are there are a few common denominators that caused you to be with him. His dick size, he charmed you well. Obviously, how he was in bed. You might have been excited by the fast life as a drug dealer. Or maybe he just completely blindsided you and you had no idea and he lied to you. That's why it's important for you to ask the questions, to come to your own conclusion and say, okay, is this guy lying to me or is he just saying whatever I want to hear? Does it sound too good to be true? Because if it does sound too good to be true, it is. It is fake. It's not real. It's beautiful for a very short time and then you will see his true side. Those leopards, those spots will start to shine through in the sunlight with him. You will see how much of a fraud, fake he is. But you have to choose wisely first. You have to know. And a lot of Black girls do not know this because Black families don't really tell their children this. Choose wisely. Choose better. They have to come from a decent family. He has to be a decent person. He has to have a decent parent at home who has given him the courage, the opportunity. He has to have someone positive in his life who has told him and shown him the way on how to be a good man, how to be good. And you know, he has to have those same values that you want. If you want children, if you want to get married, those should be your focus points, your focal points. You know, you should want to choose wisely and make sure you're not choosing the drug dealer who was in and out of jail. You don't want to choose the guy who's mentally unstable, who has a history of mental illness, because chances are you're going to deal with this nut for the rest of your life, especially if you have children with him. It's going to be worse. You're never going to be living in peace. You're always going to have an issue. It's always going to be one thing after another. So it's so important to choose and be smart about it. Not saying that you can't lay down with a guy who you know really is not, you know, he's not going to be able to give you a future. I'm not telling you that you can't have fun. By all means, have fun, but be safe about it. Protect yourself. If you know this guy isn't worth any of your time besides 15 minutes in the bed, then that's all it needs to be. With safe sex, of course. Protecting yourself, always. If you know he has a bad background, you already know that he's not the one for you. Do not get feelings and attach yourself to a guy who's not good for you. I notice a lot of Black women, we try to be heroes, superheroes, trying to save everyone, trying to see the better good in everyone, giving all of our Black men or any man at that of any color a chance. And in the end, when you try to help someone, you end up getting hurt and not them. They move on with the next woman and the next family and their lives and have a happily ever after while you're stuck holding the bag and holding all of the stress and all of the baggage that they left behind. That's not good. So Black women, choose wisely. Black women, please tell your daughters, go to school, have a career, you can have fun, but stop having babies with men you know are no good. That's it. Stop having babies with men who are not worth a second look. Stop having babies with men who you know cannot provide and make you happy. Stop having babies with men you know do not have a job, do not have a car, do not have their own place to live, are looking to live with you, trying to manipulate you, who are narcissistic, who need a place to stay. Stop it. Stop being Captain Save a Dude. Okay, stop being Mrs. Save this guy who is a loser, this guy who is mentally unstable, not a good background, doesn't come from a good family. It doesn't matter if he has two parents or he comes from a single parent household, you could still raise excellent, good children either way. But you have to do your homework, ladies, before you lay down with a man and say, do I want to have children with this guy, knowing that he is not the best partner for me, knowing that there's something wrong with him, knowing that I don't have all my answers, you know, in line with him, knowing that he hasn't given me all of the answers to my questions that I have for him. Have you? I want you to think about that and what I've said. Choose wisely. He's not going to take care of you if he comes from a bad background. You're not going to have a nice, soft life with that kind of guy. It's all about how you choose. And I'm not here to bash black women, but I am here to give you a good reality check. Because it is true. And, you know, you can't blame the black man for everything. You can't blame the guy. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Indian, Chinese. You cannot blame that guy. You have to come to terms and blame yourself and say, okay, I made a mistake. Let's not make future mistakes. I've learned from my mistakes. That's the thing. If you have a child with a guy that is not in the child's life, that's a mistake. That's fine. Now, you don't want to make another mistake and have another child with another guy who you know is not going to be in that child's life. Choose wisely before you set yourself up for failure. And then you say, well, there's no good men in the world. No, there are good men. You haven't chosen wisely. You have to learn that his background, how he is, what he's about, what he exhibits, what he has, is going to be a reflection and a little taste of the life that you're going to have with that person. He is showing you when you meet him. And although there are a lot of people who lie, there's narcissistic men out there who charm you and they shower you with gifts. Those are red flags. He's love bombing you. Obviously, that's a red flag. There's something wrong, and he most likely has somebody else on the side, or he's married and he's a narcissist. You don't want to get caught up in that. So, black women, take note of what I'm saying. If you have a little black girl, teach her twerking, listening to these rap songs saying about a wet box and how well your head game is with a man. It's not a flex. It's not going to put you up in a house. He's not going to give you a ring. Instead, you'll be the side chick forever, and his real wife will reap all of the benefits. While you're going to be the side chick with all the children with different men, do you want that for yourself? Do you want that for your daughters? And that's how you come to the conclusion that you want to stop a generational curse. Do you want your daughter to struggle like you have or you are right now? You need to teach your daughter to choose wisely when she gets older in men. Because this is going to be a way on how to get away from this terrible, terrible roller coaster, this terrible curse, and the bad pattern of what Black women represent in society as oversexed beings, oversexed women, promiscuous women. And that is not true at all. It couldn't be further than the truth. Take back your strength, Black ladies, and teach your daughters to look for better men to take care of them in the ways that they are desiring. Teach your daughters to choose wisely and to not honor and glorify and idolize women who do not deserve any sort of recognition at all. Teach them that being your own individual self is okay. You are absolutely allowed to have standards. Black women, you need to do better. You are listening to Woman Rewound It Radio.